Second item here on the under chair's report, directory, and that's something that has not been prepared, but something that I am going to propose. We've talked several times about everybody sort of knowing who everybody is, both for the sake of the board and also for the sake of the staff. What I want to do is try to design a mini directory that will allow us to identify not only who we are, what our role is with the board, different, you know, officer, committee, or whatever role we play with the board, also our areas of interest and expertise as related to WPFW, so that we can start matching up folks' talents and interests with some of the tasks at hand. I'm going to try and develop that and share that with folks. And just when you see it, we can discuss it. But that is that's my proposed solution for this conversation that we keep having about wanting to know who we all are. For the record, holiday gathering, the coordinating committee discussed and decided it would be a good idea to try and have a holiday gathering for WPFW folk, not just the board, staff and programmers as well, anyone who wants to. I believe Minerva and Ellen volunteered to take a lead in trying to organize such an event. Is that correct, you two? And I think you mentioned trying to get Sabu involved as well.
I did agree to assist. Yes.
Okay.
With Minerva.
Okay. Okay.
And I did so too, Ellen.
Okay. So if anyone else has an interest in working on that, which should probably happen pretty soon, you can contact me or Ellen. We can proceed from there. Last thing under here is to remind folks that next month at our meeting is when we have our officer elections. So anyone who is interested in standing for election for any of the four positions, chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer, should let Ellen know, I would say within the next 2 weeks, so we can prepare the process for conducting those elections at our December meeting, which is how we normally do that. Donna?
I just, when you have a chance, I forgot I have a question for the outreach committee. I can wait.
Okay, unless... No. Is there any comment or question about the elections? About the officer elections? And then the newly elected officers take their seats in January. Okay, Donna, go ahead.
The question I have for either Minerva or Marty is about the newsletter that was developed. With Katia on leave, I'm just wondering, and is there anything in our bylaws or any agreement that says that newsletter cannot be issued? I feel bad that it was hard work put into that. It was developed. We've been waiting for months to issue it. And so I'm just wondering, is there anything that precludes us from issuing that newsletter? I mean, it's just going out to the community, and it was a great idea, and somebody worked on it. And I just, anyway, that's my question.
Yeah, I can answer that. And I'll... let Art talk about it because he's very serious about getting it out, but there have been some delays. And Art, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. It's been a challenge to try to get some assistance from the front office there in getting someone to submit to an interview because that's a big part of it. So I keep asking for some assistance, and sometimes I get some feedback and sometimes I don't. So I'm to the point now where I'm just going to I've already got a working outline. I've already started writing it up. It's just going to be a lot of stuff that I'm getting off of the website. But again, as I mentioned earlier in the meeting, my concern is getting it out as the Emma email system needs to be paid. And I think Jerry is going to address that. So, you know, my plan is to get this thing up and running and get it out the door, hopefully by the end of the month. So, no, it's still something I'm trying to get done. I wish I could get some more help, but not from us volunteers, but from staff. So I'm going to keep on pushing, and fingers crossed we can get this out soon.
Mr. Tatum,
nothing in the bylaws prohibits a newsletter.
Thank you. Actually, I'm going to use that as a lead into our next agenda item under unfinished business. And this is not a specific item, but it's an issue that we've been discussing for a while. But it's in the agenda under needs assessment. You know, we keep talking about, as we have this evening, things that need to get done, trying to put together needs for the station with the, you know, we've got a group of willing and able volunteers, and there is a disconnect. So one of the things that, and again, we talked about this in the coordinating committee, is to start to come up with our own index of things that we as a board believe need to get done for the station. And that's sort of not necessarily wait to be asked or told, but for us to come up first with these are the things that we see as needs and try to move proactively to do what we can to fill those needs. Two things that have been mentioned already tonight are the help with the mailings and with public communication, aka newsletter. I would like to take a moment and just do some brainstorming for anyone to mention other areas of need as we try and put this together. Things that the station needs that aren't getting done that volunteers could be helpful with.
It might be a good time. Jerry, if I may.
Yeah.
Giving Tuesday is coming up, which is November 29th, and the station needs to launch a coordinated ask. That might be a good event to launch this effort with, you know, to say, can we get board members to help with the ask that the station is going to launch? I've discussed.
And what is that?
Annette.
Now what? Does that mean? Does that mean pitching on air? Does that mean crafting public communication messages? What would that entail?
That's going to involve public communication messages. Probably some mailings. Might involve recording some PSAs. I'm not sure yet how I can involve board members, but I'm open-minded, and there's a number of things that we can explore, but. The timing is important, November 29th. That's mm-hmm. a date that all nonprofits use, you know, to make a national ask. So we should ride on that wave and try to raise some money for the station.
Okay. Well, if you have any specific notions before then, please let me know.
I will inform the staff that I made this ask. I will let the staff know that I've made this ask and to expect queries from the board tomorrow.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is the query. What can we do?
Mr. Chairman.
So let's get some responses. Yes. Hold on. Minerva's hand is up, and then I'm coming to you, Thomas.
Okay.
Minerva, go ahead.
Yes, I was going to just make a suggestion. We talk about our members who signed on to be sustainers. How is that Would we be able to assist with that list, maybe from the last fund drive, to identify, even if we don't have names, maybe these people are identified by numbers, as a, you know, just developing a way that that database could be built, and these individuals, when everything's set up, would get messages just to remind them or to thank them, you know, those type things, or even with this giving on the 29th, are there postcards or something that, and Jerry, you tell me if we can do this, where we might be able to stand at different metro stops and just hand them a little postcard about WPFW, identifying the day or something? Could we do something like that? I mean, go ahead. I'll be quiet.
No, we had accounts with certain print shops in the area, and years ago, we produced some flyers. They were glossies, basically postcard flyers, and they were foldable so that you could do a questionnaire. We still have a few of them, and perhaps the file still on the account at the print shop, and maybe something that we can update and do a new release. I don't think it would be cost prohibitive. We're not broke at the moment, but you know, we have to be very careful with our expenditures, and might be something that we can explore for November 29th, which is actually right around the corner. So we have to act this week.
So who would have to initiate that print order, and who would design the piece?
The last time that we did that, it was a couple of years ago. We still have the artwork. But it's outdated. We have to have new artwork done. I believe one of our consultants that we used recently helped us with it, and staff helped with it. Benny and Sataria helped with the design work. So it's something where, to a certain degree, less is more. You don't want to do anything really complex, and it's also cheaper if you keep it as simple as possible. So we have to act quickly, though. November 29th is here, for all intents and purposes, in terms of lead time and placing orders. So this is something that we'll have to explore this week. I need to be in touch with folks, you know, tomorrow morning.
Well, again, count me in. I'm excited. I would help with that.
Okay, thank you.
Hi. Forgive my bluntness, because it is what it is with me. This is a prime example of the general manager nor the program manager. And I'm not attacking you, Jerry, per se, because I think I adore you. I love you as a techie person. But you guys are so out of touch with our community. You know, this is right in line with what, and this is Washington, D.C. This is the federal government. So this is right in line with the CFC campaign. What you need to be doing is saying, make WPFW your CFC campaign contribution to the federal workers. That's what this is. That's what this part, a huge part of this is. You guys are so out of touch with what actually is the shaking and moving of this city, that you don't know what's really going on. No, let me finish. So you're doing something that may be right along the lines of this whole campaign, but you ought to actually be tapping into it as well. That's what this is about. This is the kickoff of the CFC. It is. And it's one of those little arms. So you got to be in touch with what's going, you got to tap into what's going on around our city, period. What's going on around here as well. And understand that this is one of those things that you got to be, hey, make us, are you even a number on the CFC campaign fund? Well, every federal and district government worker gives to. Are we even a number there? You gotta be part of that. You got to be part of that too. Not just sending out printer for some flyers and stuff. I get you. I understand. But there's just so many factors of being a nonprofit right here in Washington, D.C. that can make you so significant. There are just too many, and I'm with Tony. It's just too many people out here that don't know that 89.3 is there. I have to tell people about Saturdays all the time. I got to say, you don't know what PFW is, WPFW is? Come on now, that's Saturday. This is Saturday. We preserve the music. We preserve hand dancing. We preserve skating. We are out here to do all of that. And we just need to be known. And we have, and I sit on the outreach committee, and I just get so many responsiveness from y'all staff on what we're doing. Right. You don't even know what we're doing. And it's just ridiculous. There's still so much money that you could be tapping into. And it's kind of sad. Because I'm going to tell you something. I give buku. You can look me up. I do. Sustainer, all of that. I need some help from y'all too. Let's get out there in the community. Make yourself seen in the community. So in part of that is CFC, all of that. Get out there. Help the community and outreach committee. Get out there and make yourself known. Make yourself known. There's no excuse for that. If you're a part of DC, if you're sitting in the center of our city, you should be known. I'm just saying.
Thank you, Anita. I've got a list of people here. I'm going to get all these comments in. Thomas.
Yeah, I was really trying to listen throughout the meeting, and this is an example. I'm going to try to fly it to what I thought Jerry was asking and what I thought he was putting on the table. And Anita just kind of enhanced it a lot. Today is the ninth, Jerry, and I'm not predisposed to meet tomorrow, but I heard you suggest that you needed to do something tomorrow. So I'll have to adjust my schedule to meet your needs if you accept them. I would suggest that at least one person from the finance, END, LSB, a listener, member of the program committee, and I can volunteer to be with Jerry in this process to show how we need and can work together to get something done very specifically to become a team to do this giving Tuesday on the 29th. Anita seems to know much more about it than I do. I did work on the D.C. government one fund. I never worked on the federal one fund before, so I defer to her in terms of what needs to be done to get registered and all of that. Having each representative from those subcommittees or sub-entities of WPFW, we began to coordinate, which is lacking in WPFW, the various components of WPFW. I suggest that each one of us volunteer to be on this task force or committee, whatever you want to call it, that we write down through emails and texts between now and the 15th our ideas, our experiences, our suggestions. On the 15th, Jared, convene a meeting of this group, either by email, conference call, or text, whatever suits you, so that then we can compile some type of action steps as to what we're going to do. Between the 15th and the 18th, we begin to implement those activities to report back on the 22nd so that we'll be ready on the 29th.
Okay. That's a workable time frame. I don't know where you got these markers from for the dates, but they're workable. What day of the week is the 15th?
Just to start the conversation. You can change my...
Okay. They're just random dates, but they seem workable.
No, I'm looking at a calendar. They fit my calendar.
Oh, okay.
I'll fit your calendar.
Oh, thank you.
since it's Tuesday.
So you're suggesting that people who are interested in this effort should first step is what, Thomas?
We need representatives from each one of those questions. Because as we pointed out, this finance issue with WPFW is serious. And I said before, I'm not trying to give another dime to WPFW. I give enough money, give them my lifestyle to WPFW. I'm tapped out. And that's at about $1,500 this year.
Man, bless you, man.
Are you talking specifically about the 29th, Thomas?
We are using the 29th as an example of how we need to hear each other, work with each other, and work with the various component parts on the same project. Because if I didn't know Nita just said, then she would have been a waste of the resource.
Okay.
She's now put out there that she has this experience, and we can tap that.
So what are you suggesting as the first step for the volunteers?
We need somebody from each finance committee. Who's on the finance committee going to participate in this process?
We need to hear more than crickets. Come on.
We need somebody to step forward.
We're using this as a target. We're saying that, you know, this is a marker. It's like a waypoint. You know, for us to launch
and crafting
what's going to be a larger effort.
We're raising the money. We need to have confidence. Right. I'm not going to get on the air and beg people to do what they do to pay for what they need. If people want WCFW, they will pay for it.
All right. Let me
back up a step. Anita, who was mentioning the CFC? Who's that was speaking of the CFC?
Anita.
That's the combined federal campaign. All federal
campaign, right.
The combined federal campaign. Every nonprofit located in this area is listed on that combined federal campaign. And every federal
But I had no idea it was as large as it is. And I agree, we need to tap into that yesterday.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, because we need to move this on. For those who want to volunteer, as Thomas suggested, contact me directly by Monday. That's the 14th. And then I will contact Jerry about convening all those folks together on the 15th. And that's how we'll do that for now. And we need to.
But again, people need to come into that discussion, Dennis, with their ideas written down.
Yes. So yes, contact me with specific ideas. Yeah. Okay. I see, who's up? Ellen.
That's okay. I'm going to volunteer. I don't have anything to say. I'll just volunteer.
Okay. Art?
Yeah, it seems to me a lot of the things we need to work on have already been kind of outlined for us from the English Hudson report. It's a good, straw man to help us move forward as far as what needs to be done. It's all pretty obvious as far as fundraising goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, me and a bunch of others could also help as far as writing copy and, coming up with some good ideas, some good messages. But the problem is how do you put that out? Can the staff help us do this? Will the staff help us do this? Can we get the bills paid to get the MSS going, to get these things moving? So we can do all of this volunteer work for you and come up with some great, consistent messaging and a working plan and build off of that. But putting it down and getting it out there, that's the problem. As far as I can tell.
Yep. Okay. I see no other hands. I want to move forward.
Chair, please don't forget about the both of us who are on the phone.
Yep.
cannot raise a hand.
Okay.
You're on. Thank you so much. You were so kind. So I want us to remember that everything that everyone has said is very true in terms of what we need to do now because we're facing a crisis. But I also want to remind us of all of the successful fundraising that we've done because of our excellent programming, resulting from, the program director, the excellent programming that we have. We have a 0.8 market share for a little community radio station. That's a big deal. We are, in terms of our market share, used to be in terms of our fundraising too, like the envy of the other Pacifica stations. Our market share is more than all of their market shares combined, of the five stations combined. So I think we need to give ourselves credit and yes, let's pull together to do what we need to do now. But we've got some fabulous programming, which is why we have been able to have some really successful fund drives. And so, the question becomes or became, and it's still being discussed in terms of what happened to the money we thought we had. That's the other issue. But in terms of who we are, we've been doing great. We've helped out other stations in their time of need. We've been paying our central services. So I just don't want us to lose sight of who we are and what we've done and what we accomplish on a regular basis. So in addition to helping on Giving Tuesday, and I would love to see the team come forward in showing initiative and leadership to, as Thomas did, with something specific, with knowledge of the combined federal campaign and CFW's need to be part of that process if we are not. But we just need to keep in mind what we've already accomplished, and I'm sure what we will do again. And one more point I wanted to make. It slips my mind. Oh, another idea in addition to the Giving Tuesday that I have heard some programmers talk about is for those programmers who don't have expertise with technology, since I believe many of them, not everybody's coming into the station, and so they're submitting like a recording or something of their show. So some of them need help with that. Sometimes the quality of some of the programs, the content is good, but sometimes the quality, the production of it is not good because that's not everybody's expertise. So if there are any members of the LSB who have that expertise, who could help in any way, shape, or form, maybe a small committee, maybe that can come through the programming committee, but some sort of a way that's very tangible that can help some programmers who need the help to take their wonderful content and be able to translate it into a beautifully produced show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, I see Bill Curtis, and then there's one other item of business I want to transact before we move to the other side. Bill. Muted.
Okay, I'm unmuted.
There you go.
I don't know. Well, I'm on the other side of 295.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, we have something called Combined Charities, but they have an assignment with another project that I'm working on to find out how we can get a scholarship that we created included in that process. So you're saying your CFC is on the 29th. So it's a question of two things. That's one thing that possibly could be done. And I think that's contingent on if you're going to be listed in that fundraising environment in Washington. There may be some time constraints on that. So that's one thing. But the other thing is that that Giving Tuesday is still Giving Tuesday on the 29th. So there's a newsletter. There's emails that we have of people. That's a very cost-effective way to be able to reach out to, you know, the many listeners who have given to PFW. So that maybe the newsletter also, in addition to this federal track, the newsletter can be prioritized and used as a tool to send to the broad reach of folks who have given to PFW. And that literally would almost cost, well, I guess it would literally only cost what it would take to reestablish the, I guess it's a subscription to whatever Emma is. So let's keep that. Two things, you know, going on. One, it's almost zero expense. The other one requires some bureaucratic somersaults, moving very quickly in 3 weeks.
Okay.
That's my contribution.
Thank you, Bill. All right, I'm going to move on because this is going to take a couple of minutes. And it was on the agenda anyway of the in-person meeting. And the idea was raised to do a quick roll call poll. So Ellen, I'm going to ask you to call the roll and just let us know if yes or no, if you are, if you would be willing to attend an in-person board meeting within the next couple of months, just so we can get a quick, an idea.
Okay. One second. I'm going to get a sheet to put it down on. Okay. Anita.
Oh, hey man, you normally start with me.
I know, Anita. I got Annette on the mind. Anita.
I have a point of clarification here.
Yes.
Now, I'm good with meeting in meeting face to face, but I'd like it to be after the holidays,
yes,
after our families or whatever, and otherwise, and with masks, and I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Okay, so she's okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah,
is he still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you are. Okay. Thomas.
Yes.
Sarah.
Yes, but point of clarification, we will not be doing away with the Zoom meetings, right? It'll be a concurrent.
No. No, no.
It'll be just the meeting.
Well, we would have one to start, and then if all goes well, we might do it again periodically. But no, the default mode will continue to be the Zoom.
Okay, very good. Yes,
Wayne.
I replied to the email. Just want to let people know I did see the email and replied. My answer on the email was no. My answer today is I would be willing to if you had protocol in place, mainly a rapid test before we sat down and only board members.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, so four with, okay, conditions.
Yeah.
With conditions.
What?
Okay.
You're saying something else? All right.
Go ahead.
Marcia? Did Marcia come? Is
no.
She there yet?
No.
She came okay. In. She was just ahead of me, but then she said she had another appointment.
Okay.
Okay.
She was earlier.
Bill? Bill Curtis? Is he there?
Yeah, he's there.
Not. Bill Curtis?
Bill.
Yes. I had to unmute myself. Yes,
okay.
I would like the meeting, sure.
Okay, Violetta?
Yes.
Vanessa?
I also replied to the email. My preference is no. I like the hybrid. I defer to the group. If the group says yes, then I'll do it. But that's not my preference.
Okay, so you're hybrid. Did Sue ever come?
No.
Sue?
No.
Okay. Donna?
Yes.
Don? Okay. Kamal?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Arthur?
Yes.
Arthur Highland?
Yes.
Kathleen?
Yes, and I did also reply to the survey.
Arthur McLeod?
Yes.
Eileen?
I won't be on the board next year, so I'll just abstain.
Okay. Max?
No.
And Minerva?
Yes.
Adele is absent. Frank is absent. Tim Willard? Tim Willard? Is he still there?
No.
Tim Willard? No? Okay. And Dennis?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so...
So...
Wait, did you call...
Everyone said yes, except... What?
Did you call...
Did I call...
Kathleen?
Who?
Yeah, Kathleen said yes. Four. Yes. She was. Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got one with conditions and two no's. The rest are ayes. Let me just say this, that so we will work to plan something. We will certainly explore some sort of a hybrid option to make that available. And if we're able to do this, and in the event that there is no hybrid option, then anyone who opts out of safety precaution would be excused from such a meeting. Okay? Understood?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for that. Now, I think I would like to move toward wrapping this up so that we can proceed with part two.
Can I just say one thing quickly?
Yes.
Okay. You know, Susan has this fundraiser tomorrow.
Yes.
At Buskin. Does anybody have the details on that? Can somebody announce it?
It is Jokes and Justice at Bus Boys and Poets, Brookland, at 7 p.m. tomorrow. She sent out emails today. It's actually sold out. She said that if anyone who obtained a ticket and who's not going to use it, please let her know because there is a waiting list. It's a comedy fundraiser for the station at Bus Boys and Poets, Brookland. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay.
Is there an opening for just doing donations, even though it's sold out?
I imagine so. I would say contact Sue.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, because it was part of the, appeared as part of this fund drive as well. Sarah?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second.
All right. Any opposed?